Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet Podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast. Myself, Dave Thompson, and Tim Mazzarana with Chris Hamm from HHA. We're going to talk about what is new at HHA for 2022. It sounds weird saying that.
I don't even know where 2021 went. It's been a crazy fun year, man. And I bet you it's been the same for you, Chris. Time just flies by, doesn't it?
It has been a blur. I mean, before we started recording, we were talking about my vets nonprofit. And I remember, you know, back in May, weekend after Mother's Day was when we did our first shoot, and we did 8 events this year. And it's like, all of a sudden, before I knew it, it was Labor Day. And it's like, man, I got work to do. I got bow sites to make. I got catalogs to put out. I got other stuff to do. And so, yeah, it, I don't know, as we get older, I guess the time goes by quicker. We have to enjoy every day that we're on this earth, right?
No doubt. I think it's blessed to be here for sure, man.
It's interesting how fast it does fly by. And then even with all these launches, I feel like it's always here again, right? Launch season. It's like always right back at you. So I see how hard it is for you guys and other companies to create something new every year because of that constant like churn. And then you have other things going on, you know? And so it's very interesting to me how you guys are able to achieve different things like that so much. It's really impressive. So I guess let's go through the 2022 stuff. What do you guys have coming out here?
Well, you guys were commenting on my sweet apparel here before we started recording too. So we just put a brand new website out. We put a new skin on that December 1st. Our friends at Rhino Group, which is, you know, bowhunting.com, those guys are just the best in the business. And we've been with them for, gosh, 7 or 8 years now, at least, maybe 10. And just knocked it out of the park.
The website looks great. Yeah, they killed it.
Yeah, it really does.
It was nice before, but this just I don't know. I joke with my graphic designer too when we put our catalog out every year. We look at it and it's like, man, this is the best one we ever did. And somehow we do it again every year. And I you know, obviously we don't redo the website every year, but about every 3 or 4. And it's nice. I'm not saying it just because it's ours, but I would put it up against anybody's out there. So
it's just clean looking. I love the cleanness of it.
Yeah.
It's very, like all these hats right here, everything looks very clean when you're looking at it.
Yep. And so, yeah, so we, we're kind of out with the old, in with the new. So we got a brand new batch of apparel coming. That stuff is printed and in transit. So unfortunately, some folks ordered stuff and they were hoping to get it for Christmas. It might not quite make it. So forgive us for that, but we're, it's in route. And same thing with the 2022 product, which we can get into. That stuff is all, chips are flying. We're actually doing inventory this week, and next week we're going to start producing 2022 products. So we'll be shipping that before Christmas. So
awesome. So what's going on for 2022? What's the new lineup?
Well, that picture on the top of the home screen there, I mean, that's our friend Chris Hood from Predator Camo. He does a lot of content for us. That's obviously the new Matthews bow with one of our HHA dovetail sites sticking out of it. So we didn't have to do a lot of modification. We knew about this Matthews is only an hour, not even an hour and a half down the road from us. So we knew about this back in the spring, and they let us in on, you know, on ground zero on it. The only thing we had to do was make some accommodations for the windage, you know, because when you're putting that site right in the middle of the riser, you can run out of left-right adjustment. So trying to think, if you scroll down, Dave, I think there's, like, click on the Tetra. There should be, hopefully there's a front view of the site. Well, there's, yeah, you can kind of see that there. Yeah, so there's your infinite adjust elevation system. So this site came out, I think the original Tetra, time is flying. I want to say it came out in, well, the Kingpin came out in 2015. And then I think we came out with the Tetra in 2018, I believe. And the only complaint we got on that Tetra series is that when you went to do your elevation adjustment, that and the second axis were married together. So if you loosen the screw up too much, you would lose one when you did the other.
Gotcha.
And so we fixed that this year with that infinite adjust plate. So now those two features are independent. So you can adjust your elevation all day long and not worry about knocking your second axis off and vice versa. And then in the process of doing that, you'll see how that bracket is offset. So we kind of got a two for one here with the, obviously what Matthews is doing and then what Hoyt's doing with their Picatinny rail. Because again, that's right down the center of the riser. So depending on how you mount that adjust plate, you'll mount it one way for a conventional sight that's mounted to the side of the riser. And then if you're running a Matthews or a Hoyt where you've got that inline system, you mount it, you know, you flip that brick 180 degrees. So,
That makes sense. Yeah.
Our tagline on our print ads and just kind of in our catalog this year is the best just got better. And I mean, we try to maintain our humility in spite of our success. And I think we've done that pretty well. But I mean, 17 years in a row, we've been voted, Reader's Choice Award from Bow Hunting World from the public. And I know you guys have awarded us as well. So I mean, we like to think we're at the top of our game, but we don't get lazy. We don't get complacent, and we want to keep innovating. And I don't think I've ever been as excited as I am about the future of our company than I am today going into a new year. I mean, in spite of all the craziness in our world the last 24 months, we've been able to, you know, overcome some of the production challenges. We struggled more last year with delivery than we did this year, but I mean, we put Made in America on our package for a reason, because number one, we're proud to be Americans. We're proud to employ almost 40 people on American soil. And we source 90% of our components within probably a 250 mile radius of Wisconsin. So if it's not Wisconsin, it's Michigan, it's Illinois, it's Minnesota. And as a result, you know, we've been able to pretty much stay on top of production. I think we ran maybe 4 weeks was probably the worst that we were out on product this year. So
that's pretty short. I mean, from what we heard from other people in the industry, I mean, it's been a challenge for manufacturing, and that's actually a pretty short period of time.
It is. And I mean, I'd love to improve on it and get back to where we were shipping, you know, same day or next day. But I mean, we have to, just like hunting, when you're going out trying to kill a buck, you kind of have to temper your expectations, especially in this climate. So, I mean, I'm happy with how we were able to perform, and I don't see that really changing in 2022. I think we're going to see increased demand just because of what we've done with the dovetail sites and what Matthews has done. We're getting a lot of, our emails are blowing up, phone calls, social media, you know, since we did our launch and Matthews did their launch, we're just getting bombarded with messages and phone calls. You know, when can we have dovetail sites? When can we have dovetail sites? So
it's so good. I mean, it's such a great thing, right? Cause it gives you guys that spark that helps when the bow companies come up with something that like this, where it's something different and you guys have it, you know, it's a great thing to keep it moving.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been not that we're lazy. Cause I mean, we don't, like I said, we don't sit on our butts just because we're successful. We're always looking for new tricks to stay relevant and stay ahead of the competition. But yeah, I mean, both of these companies did us and our engineering department a huge favor by coming out with this, because it really didn't take a lot of hours to make the stuff compatible. I mean, it's probably some of the, my brother does all of our engineering. So I mean, if he was on here, he'd tell you, you know, he probably hasn't worked a whole lot in the last couple of years because he hasn't had to. Our friends in the industry have done a lot of the work for him. And so, yeah, again, like I said, just just a blessing for the level of success that we've had. And super, super excited for 2022.
Yeah. Now that success you've had though, is a lot to do with the quality product and kind of what you guys do differently than everybody else. And what I like to do is, cause I know we get a lot of new viewers on our podcast and all that kind of stuff. And they might not be familiar with what sets HHA apart from other sites. Can you speak to what really sets HHA apart? Cause you got a lot of cool tech going on with this stuff.
We do. And I mean, for, you know, I don't want to go into a deep dive on a history lesson, but I mean, my dad started our company in 1984. I was just talking to a couple of dealers today and I said, you know, this is the only job I've had since I was 9 years old. I'm dating myself a little bit, but I was nine back in 1984 and I've never had another job. So, but one thing that he always, you know, he passed a couple of years ago, but one thing that he always pounded into our heads was, you know, treat people right. Bottom line. You know, because you can have the greatest product in the world. You can have great social media. You can have great content. You can take pretty pictures. You can have a lot of Instagram followers. But if you're a donkey to deal with, people aren't going to buy product from you, you know? Yeah. And so treating people right, being made in America, and then having a lifetime warranty. I think those three things have really kind of set us apart for decades. You know what I mean? We were kind of on the front side of this whole single pin movement. I mean, our first optimizer came out probably coming up on 25 years. I think 1995, 96 was when the first optimizer came out. I mean, back then, I mean, I was actually still going to tech school at the time. So I was answering phones and taking orders, but I was still getting my hands dirty, putting stuff together back then. And you know, you look at where we've come in the last two decades, and wow, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, we've gotten bigger. We've got a lot more employees. We have a lot more followers. But the one thing that hasn't and will never change, as long as I'm sitting in this chair, is how we treat people. The fact that we're making stuff here, and that we've got that lifetime warranty. I mean, that has bought us so much business over the years. It's crazy. We have an undying loyalty to our company. And I mean, that's not because of me. That's not because of my dad. It's because of the values and the way that we run our company and how we treat people.
Yeah. I was showing this video real quick, Chris, cause I was just thinking how awesome it is, how easy it slides through there. When I was doing this video, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this is so smart. And to think that, like, you know, I had this site, but it wasn't actually for this bow at this moment, you know, I was like, wait a minute. I think I got this Tetra dovetail can go in here.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a big question that we're getting. Cause I mean, our you know, being made in America, I mean, our sites aren't $69.99. I mean, that's a $300 to $450 site that you're looking at there, depending on the model. Yeah. So I mean, a lot of people are going to ask, well, man, I just dropped $350 on a Tetra. Now what? And obviously the dovetail fits regardless, but you are going to run out of that left, right windage on the new Matthews. And so that infinite adjust plate is something that can be purchased separately, either through our dealers or off the website. And I mean, that product or that piece is going to retail for $25. So
that's great. Yeah.
As much as I would love to sell brand new sites, I'm not gonna play that card on a guy that just spent his hard-earned money on one of my products 2 months ago, and then the new bow comes out and, oh man, now it doesn't fit. Now I gotta start over.
To be fair, that's not your fault though. You didn't know this.
It's not. We can't control what the bow manufacturers do, but at the same time, we're not that arrogant and we're not that greedy. We want to make ourselves easy to deal with. And another question that we're getting a lot too is, you know, maybe somebody bought a fixed frame or a hunter version of the site. Can I buy the back end and put the dovetail on and put that in my Matthews? And again, yes, you can.
To be fair, Matthews still has a screw hole. So if you don't want to make an adjustment or can't make a change or spend some extra money, you can still mount it as you normally would mount a sight. It's just exactly. An extra. Same with Hoyt. They still have the screw holes as well. Yep. For anybody who doesn't want the newer stuff and doesn't want to spend any extra money, you know, so those options are there. But Chris, my question is, what's your thoughts on all these new things the companies are doing, especially with the sight area? Because I mean, this is your forte. This is what you do. And so now seeing this and what they're up to and what they're doing, like, what's your thoughts? I mean, obviously you guys love it. You're building something to match it, but do you think those were like, wow, why didn't we think of this earlier type thing? Or I guess, what's your take on it?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of that stuff because I mean, everybody's always pushing for new technology, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're still shooting sticks and strings with wheels on them. and that's no insult to Matthews or Hoyt or anybody else making bows and arrows, but yeah, they've advanced, but I mean, it gets to a point. It's just like a cell phone or a computer. It's like, what else can we do?
Yeah.
And so, right. So then it's just the small tweaks. I mean, I don't think, and I haven't shot the new Matthews yet. I'm waiting on mine. I should have it here in a couple of weeks, but I mean, I've heard great things about it. But I mean, how much can you actually improve on the mechanics of the bow itself? And I think, you know, not that the engineers have gotten lazy, but it's like, well, they have to start looking at other places. It's just like our sights. I mean, they've evolved a lot in the last 25 years, but it's still a movable sight with our tape system with a fiber optic on it. And we've just kind of put new frosting and sprinkles on it, if you will. And I think the bow manufacturers kind of do the same thing. So there's a limit as to what you can do for innovation when it gets to a certain point.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you look at the bow industry, bow manufacturers, and you know, they come out with new cam designs and that they do all that kind of stuff. But the stuff that kind of blows people away when it launches is when they're looking at new materials, right? What they're making when carbon first started coming out, that was like the next biggest thing. And then, you know, you have all these other materials now coming out being used in bow manufacturing. So it's like trying to, instead of these big, huge steps that we've seen in the industry, it's now these little steps where every once in a while you have a big step, but it's a lot of little improvements, which makes a lot of sense.
Yep. And I think that's the same in any industry. I mean, you look at a pickup truck. I mean, there's not a lot that you can do. Yeah. They change the body styles a little bit and your computer screens get bigger. Hopefully the seats get more comfortable, but I mean, there's a limit to what you can do.
There is. There
definitely and at is. Some point you just have to be okay with, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Not that we don't want to continue to improve our stuff, but,
No, but that's great. I mean, when it works, it works. You're absolutely right.
I mean, you know, when's the last time Pepsi or Colonel Sanders changed their recipe? They really don't.
Nope.
Yeah, Coke. They did, and then they went back to it.
Right. So,
well done, Chris, by the way.
What's
very that? Good job in this video.
Well, and that's my new sales and marketing manager, Jake Mansell. He, pretty cool story on him. He's a young man. He's 21 years young, but he's 45 years old between his ears. I mean, he has got a maturity about him that I don't know if I've ever seen in somebody. And I mean, I don't have kids myself, but I've told him on multiple occasions, if I had a son, I want one of you.
That's awesome.
He's just an amazing young man. And he actually worked assembly for us for one summer, probably 4 years ago. Cause he's actually a senior in college right now, getting ready to go full time right before Christmas. So, he just did a bang up job on all of our new videos. We work with the Breaking Point, Black Stamp Media out of Wisconsin here. And I mean, those guys just did a killer job for us. So, I can't say enough good things about him and about our partners. And like I said earlier, we got a lot of positive momentum going into 2022 that we are very, very excited about and thankful for the followers we have. And I have a feeling that we're going to have to add a few cars to the train this year. So,
yeah, absolutely. I noticed they did a great job in this website, because one of the things they actually cover in this website that it might, maybe normal people wouldn't notice it, but I noticed it, is you have like five or six different bow manufacturers on here. There's an Elite Bow. There's a G5. There was a Prime. There was a Matthews, a Hoyt. I mean, it's so, I love that they mixed it up like that and they just keep one to the other, but it says a lot about the company. You know, the company has stuff that fits all these brands, which I really love. So it's pretty cool. They did a great job on this.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, you know, we're right down the road from Matthews, and I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it, but I've only been shooting a Matthews for probably the last 10 years, maybe. I mean, before that, I shot the bows that our reps would represent, and I've pretty much shot everything over the years, and I've settled on Matthews now. But I mean, not everybody listening to this.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, executive editor of Federal News Network, and I want to invite you and your colleagues to join us for our second annual DoD Cloud Exchange. This three-day event, March 22nd through the 24th, will feature technology executives from the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, and of course, the Defense Information Systems Agency. So join us March 22nd through the 24th for the second annual DoD Cloud Exchange. Register today on federalnewsnetwork.com.
This podcast is a Matthews fan, and not everybody going to our website is a Matthews fan. So, I mean, we don't want to play favorites to anybody. And at the same time, we want to show our customers that, you know, our stuff is pretty universal and will fit anywhere. So.
Absolutely. So we have the new site stuff. Is that all that changed this year was the sites, or do the stabilizers get touched, or the rest?
Nope. And one more thing I'll touch on the sites that we actually, the chips are flying for those at our machine shop as we speak, is that our standard dovetail, the one that was shown on that picture, is a 5 to 7 inch. And you and I talked about this morning, Dave, but we're actually coming with a stubby version or a 4 to 5 inch. Just because, like you saw in that Matthews, there's a couple spare inches of dovetail sticking out the back, and not everybody wants that long adjustability. So we will have a shorter version of the dovetails. Those will be up on the website probably right after the first of the year. We're taking pre-orders for them over the phone and with our dealers and stuff right now. It's just that it's so fresh that we don't have a photo sample yet. The rest stayed the same. Stabilizers stayed the same. I mean, the stabilizers we literally just launched not even 12 months ago. Some of our dealers and customers picked up on those. Some people still don't know that we make stabilizers. So we definitely want to start beating that drum a little bit louder this year too. So.
And they look great too. They're so nice looking. It's just like, so, I don't know who designed it at your place there, but it's very sleek and has just a great look to it.
That was my brother. And I mean, again, you know, there's only so much that you can do on a stabilizer as far as innovation goes. And that's something that, the adjustable one is something that probably didn't get a lot of press, because we've got our standard 6, 8, 10 inch bars, and then you can get those in a 10-8 or an 8-6 combo. But that LRZ adjustable stabilizer actually adjusts from 6 to 9 inches.
Really cool.
With more and more people wanting to fine tune and tweak on their systems, it kind of allows you to micro adjust your balance on your bow. So,
yeah, it's really cool. Yep. I love that you can do that. And you're absolutely right. As people start to tweak more and more and play around and try to get to the perfect, shot, perfect balance, this gives them that option, you know, right off the bat that they can adjust it. This would be more ideal in the sense that if for the person who's more serious about what they're doing, they're going to want something like this, because otherwise you are going to have to go, you know, between the other sizes and, you know, you might not get the right one if you don't test them all out. You know, I don't know if you can even test these at a shop. I don't know how that works, but you guys have a 6, 8, and a 10. So if you don't buy the adjustable one, you have to figure out which size you need, I guess.
Right. Yep. And I mean, enough people have shot stabilizers over the years that they're typically kind of going to know what they used. Yeah. The bows are so well balanced too. I mean, they need a stabilizer, but that's evolved so much as well that it's more for that front back balance. We're seeing a lot more people running, back bars, and I've started shooting one myself since I started doing all my HHA USA shoots with all the longer distance. It's nice to have that back balance especially for longer distance shooting. So
the Virtus has been solid. I mean, from what we've seen, and everybody, it became a super hot for a little bit. People are asking us, do you have a Virtus? Do you have? So, I mean, you guys are doing something right here. This is a competitor for a spot that's really hard to overcome, to be honest. There's a lot of competitors in the rest market, but this has been a tank. And I think you guys have done a great job with this. I guess, how's it going from your guys' perspective on the Virtus?
It's going okay. I mean, obviously there's the big kid on the playground. Everybody knows who they are. And it's kind of like us on the site side of things. I mean, again, to stay as humble as possible. I mean, it's been tough to knock us off the top of the mountain, and the same thing with those guys. But I mean, we have a following on it, and it's growing. And I mean, that's a category that we definitely, you know, in the next year or two are definitely going to be expanding upon. So, I mean, the Virtus isn't a one hit wonder. We're definitely going to continue to explore that and come out with new products in that line. So good.
Yeah, you guys are no slouches. You know, when we launched the Golden Arrow Awards again this year, you did quite well when it came to the site side of it, and we expect the same thing this year. So don't let us down.
Well, no, I, if the, I mean, we had a, basically we had a record year in sales. So, I mean, if those people are voting, hopefully we'll go home with an armful of trophies again. So.
You got it. You keep putting out products the way that you do. I don't see how you can lose. So that's awesome.
You know, I was going to say, Chris, one of the advantages to HHA, obviously the quality is amazing. The product is really good. So there's no doubt about that when I say what I'm about to say, but I do think you guys have an advantage besides all the other things, in the sense that a lot of the companies have been intertwined with other companies. And I think that's actually in my opinion, it's almost a bad thing, because what's happening now is they're like another brand might be have one of the bow manufacturer owns them, and it's causing rifts in how they market and who they can, you know, market to and how they're going to show their bow. And I mean, it's like, it's just a bunch of like, it's just messy, you know, it's not like clean, like, you guys are clean. You have like, you know, HHA Sports and HHA USA and HHA Podcast, you know, but that's clean. You know, you're not like linked to all these things. And yes, you might shoot a Matthews because they're in your backyard, or you might shoot whatever bow those guys give you. But the point is, you're not necessarily locked to anything. And I think that's very helpful, in my opinion.
No, I would agree. I mean, we're not tied to anybody else. You know, we're not owned by private equity. It's, you know, we're second generation now. And I mean, a lot of times when companies go into the kids' hands, they go down the tubes. But I mean, my dad had a heart attack back in 1996. And I think he went to one more trade show after that. So, I mean, he was out of the spotlight for the last 20 years of his life. I mean, yeah, he was still answering the phones here and there, but a lot of people in the internet age didn't know who Harry Hamm was, you know? And so my brother and I have essentially been running the company for the last two decades. And so that unfortunate thing of second generation failing, knock on wood, has not happened. And I don't see that happening with us. And, you know, we've been able to, like we talked about at the beginning of the podcast, you talk about those values and just the way that we run our business, that rubs off. I mean, it's not just my brother and I mean, the people that work for us have those same values, those same beliefs. And that shows in the way that they treat people when they email, when they talk on the phones, when they're out in the public at the trade shows. And ultimately it shows in the quality of the product. And that's why we're winning Reader's Choice Awards for 17 years in a row. It's because of a team effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And you know, you guys have made not only a name just with the sites and the products that you put out, but I mean, the whole HHA USA, I mean, you guys have been recognized multiple times under the efforts for what you guys are doing with HHA USA as well, which is awesome work.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I get a lot of, you know, emails, text messages, phone calls, social media messages patting me on the back for that. But I mean, that's something that, you know, I look back 5 or 6 years ago when I found my faith again, that was one thing that God put on my heart was veterans. And I kind of kicked it away for a little while because it didn't make sense. I'm not a veteran myself, but finally it was like, okay, I'm going to do what you want me to do. And once I did, I mean, look out, I got hit with a fire hose, and it's humbling to be able to serve our veteran and our first responder community and use all of the goodwill that we've built up on the for-profit side of things for the last four decades to do that and direct that towards this cause and put a spotlight on, you know, the needs that our veterans and our first responders have and how we can help them through the sport of archery.
Absolutely. If you don't mind, cause I don't know, I don't know if a lot of people or at least some of the newer viewers that we might have listening know what HHA USA is or does. Can you give us just a quick overview?
Yep, I'll try to keep it short, because I mean, this I could talk about this until this time next week, but I know you guys got other podcasts to record. But so I started, there's an organization in the country called Honor Flight, and that is, there's about 130 chapters around the country, and they send World War II, Korea, and Vietnam vets to Washington, D.C. at no cost to them to visit the memorials built in their honor. And so back in 2015, 2016, I started as a ground volunteer for our local chapter, and I just fell in love with it. And driving home from the airport one night, I thought, man, how can I leverage all of the goodwill that I've built up in archery to raise money for this cause that I now love so much? And so I started making phone calls to manufacturers. We put on three archery shoots, raised some money, did the same thing in 2017, same thing in 18, same thing in 19. And eventually I started HHA USA as a nonprofit. We donate most of our money back to Honor Flight chapters in Wisconsin to get those veterans out to DC. But then the 22 veterans a day that commit suicide was also something that was heavy on my heart. And I wanted to, have some skin in the game on helping out with that cause too. So we ended up partnering with three other organizations, Wounded Warriors in Action, NSTED Foundation, and then Adam LaRoche's E3 Ranch Foundation. And we basically give our first 22% every year equally to those three groups. And they mobilize those funds to get veterans out hunting and fishing to help combat PTSD.
Awesome, man.
Wow.
So, and our main fundraising mechanism is putting on archery shoots. We put on archery shoots in the state of Wisconsin. The last 2 years we've done 8 shoots. It's gotten to be a little much. So I'm actually dialing back to 4 events this year, but we're going to blow those up and make them bigger. So we're doing 4 archery shoots. And then our friends at Whitetails Unlimited are going to do a banquet with us to kind of bring their audience in to see what we're doing. And then we'll actually get some of the proceeds from that banquet as well. So we've got some good stuff going. And then I also told you guys about the short film that we're coming out with. That'll launch February 2nd of 2022. We got partnered up a couple of years ago with a gentleman out of Milwaukee area. His name is Sam Ubel with Chase Nation. He's just a super, super talented guy. I mean, you put him behind a camera and he can tell a story with the best of them. And so he came to one of our shoots this May and recorded myself in our introductory episode along with a veteran out of Texas by the name of David Wooten. You can hear his story on our HHA USA podcast. Just a powerful, powerful story where he basically had his life saved by somebody putting a Matthews adrenaline in his hand. Wow. I get chills every time I tell this story, but so we're going to be putting out 2 short films a year called Mission 22, and that's going to feature, different veterans and first responders and law enforcement officers that have lived with PTSD, but have overcome it through archery in the outdoors. So
important, man. So it is so important. I mean, you read and you hear about the statistics of PTSD and how it affects the veterans and the suicide rate and all that kind of stuff, and my heart crumbles, you know, and it is such important work to be able to not only share that message, but come alongside those veterans and help them recognize that they're not alone. And I think that's one of the biggest things is that they aren't alone, right? There's organizations out there to get help. And it is just so important to get that message out there. And I just love what you guys are doing, man.
Yeah. And again, I want zero recognition for it. All I want people to do is look and go, I can do that too. And I mean, we've only been doing this for a few short years. We're going to be in our third full year as a 501c3 here. But awesome. I mean, that shoot I spoke of where David came up, I mean, he flew in from San Antonio. His best friend came in from DC. I mean, I had people from California. We literally have people coming from coast to coast to these shoots, and it's now building a community of civilians and veterans and first responders that their common bond is archery. And I mean, it's pretty special. It's pretty special to be a small part of it. So
awesome, man.
We need to get you guys over to one of our shoots this year.
That sounds amazing.
that would absolutely be amazing. Like I said before we started recording, what you do with HHA USA with our veterans, I have a big heart for veterans. I absolutely love our military, the sacrifices that they make personally, and their families make to protect this country and the rights that we have. I mean, it's just such an honorable thing. And it's hard for me not to get emotional when I talk about that kind of stuff, because it is such I don't think people realize the commitment that they make. And not only that, the sacrifices that they make over the course of their entire lives. It's not just the time that they're serving. It's things that carry over into their entire lives. And it's just such important work to be able to come along people that are willing to put their life at risk for us and help support them in their needs. So that, again, it's just, I'm dumbfounded when I run into people like you that have a heart like that, to want to be able to do that kind of stuff. It's just such an amazing thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get emotional talking about it too. And I mean, we wouldn't have HHA Sports, wouldn't be a thing. HHA USA wouldn't be a thing. Bowhunter Planet wouldn't be a thing without our veterans and our servicemen and women protecting our country. So yeah, I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, I think we're going to definitely have you back on to talk just solely about HHA USA at some point, so people can get better acquainted, hopefully get more involved, with that part of what you guys do.
No, I would love that. I mean, that's something that for the last, and quite honestly, when I started this thing out, we didn't do a lot on the HHA sports side of things to promote it. because I was fearful, and this was the enemy talking to me, because anybody that knows me knows my heart, that this wasn't a cash grab that HHA Sports was doing to sell more sites.
Right.
Are we selling more product because of our nonprofit? Absolutely. There's a lot of people getting turned on to our products because of what we're doing on the nonprofit side, but that's not why I did it. I did it because I have a heart for veterans.
Yeah, but that goes back to what you said. I think when we first started that podcast is how you run the company and how you think of the people that are running the company alongside of you and how you treat your customers and just in general. It's that sense of care, that sense of doing the right thing. I think that just it fits right into you and who you are. You know what I mean? And what you've kind of developed with HHA and HHA Sports and HHA USA, and that heart that you have for people in general.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think, you know, this is something that happened after I got born again as well. But I mean, I was a selfish man for the first 40 years of my life. It was all about Chris Hammond. I actually mentioned that in this film that's going to launch here in February. But God did something to me and basically said, this isn't about you. You're going to work for me from now on. I'm going to let you play with bows and arrows for 8 hours a day, but you work for me. You're on my payroll now.
Love
and
it.
When that happened, I get goosebumps talking about it. I mean, I've had more success in the whitetail woods in the last 5 years since I got saved than I did the previous 25 years.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
Save me, Chris. Save me.
I'll see.
Here's the thing, Dave. God pushed him to not live in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh man. But no, I mean, there is something that is so powerful about serving other people.
Yeah.
You know, sure. I keep this book right here, just so I can try to get lucky and see if I can make something happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be quick to correct you that lucky is a word that came out of my vocabulary probably 5 years ago when my father-in-law told me that there's no such thing as luck. You're blessed. So
there you go.
So you might want to consider just taking that out of your Webster and replacing it with less.
I think that's a great idea.
Your luck might turn around.
I love it.
That. Chris Hamm, man, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it. It's great to see you as usual, and looking forward to getting our hands on these things and getting moving. I know we have some things we're going to start working on coming up, and I'm really excited. I actually still need to attach that Hoyt one that you sent us. So I'm going to attach that to the Hoyt bow and get that rocked out. I wasn't sure if I wanted to wait for the Hoyt new bows to come in. So we'll see, but they just launched. So we'll see what happens here. We'll get that rolling soon for you, but thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you more.
Absolutely. And I will get you one of those shorty dovetails out as soon as we have that. So you can get that in front of your viewers as well. And let's, I'm waiting for our friends at Total Archery Challenge to finalize their schedule. And once they do that, I've got my HHA USA schedule about 99% done, but I don't want to have any conflicts with them. So I'm hoping by the first of the year to have our HHA USA schedule done. So let's, let's plan on a road trip. You guys need to get over here and have some cheese curds and support some veterans.
I love it, man.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Chris. Guys. See you, man.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's John Taffer from Bar Rescue. Did you know the second building in America was a tavern? When I built my new restaurant franchise concept, Taffer's Tavern, I thought back to the roots of what makes a tavern, timeless character, all while delivering an unbelievably delicious food and beverage experience. That, paired with my 40-plus years in the industry, provides a clear roadmap to success. Do you have what it takes to be a Taffer's Tavern franchisee? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Visit franchise.tafferstavern.com.